Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And now we've got Mark here from Cass Protection.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
All right, thanks. Yes, fine. Now, are you coming completely covered in Cass Protection?
Regalia.
Regalia is a good word, isn't it? Yeah. Not as good as my canopy, but it's good.
What's been happening up at the Cats Protection then?
Well, it's the usual things that we do in which we care for the cats. That's the big thing. We're just not about adoption. We are an organisation that looks after the overall care of cats, of course, which is mm-hmm. the most important point. But a big chunk of that is adoption. So one of the things going to be talking about today is good old microchipping.
Oh, yes.
Talked about it quite a lot, haven't we? But it's just such an important thing. But there is a spin on this.
And the modern microchips, they've got a thing about your temperature as well.
They can have that as well.
They can just scan.
Not all. Some do, some don't. But that's quite handy. I only discovered that recently myself. Yeah, they're fantastic.
Otherwise, it's a bit...
Undignified,
isn't it, otherwise?
Yes, slightly. Yes, yes. Good job we don't have to do that.
No,
we don't. Well, generally we don't.
Generally we don't, no. Right. So what we're going to look at is, so we get a lot of stray cats, sadly we get abandoned cats, and sometimes feral even. And we often get notified by the public about cats that are hanging around, that they've taken in or that they've spotted around. So we've got to go out, obviously. We're going to go out and we're going to scan them with these microchip scanners. To find out where they live, if they strayed from somewhere. Now, what we're doing now is we're streamlining that operation. So we have a group of volunteers, of which I am one, and we actually go around to see people and do the necessary. So this is all well and good, but I've been all over the island in the last few months, which I really don't have a problem with. But for speed and everything else and for other things that I do, we have volunteers now on a regional basis.
Right.
We've just kicked that off. And incidentally, I have to put a plug in here because three of those microchip scanners have been bought by Honey's Page.
All right.
Which is my own cat.
Yes.
Which is a monetized page on Facebook for Honey the Ginger Girl Cat. That's my plug. So she's a Cats Protection cat. So what we're doing is we've handed those out, going to get a couple more. So if you phone up, say, from Newport, you'll have likely a particular volunteer who will come round and scan the cat. And this is also an appeal for a volunteer as well, because we've got it pretty well covered. We had the meeting the other day, but we're looking for someone in the Ventnor, Knighton sort of area,
right.
Chale,
because
we don't have anybody down there to do it at the moment. So if you're interested, do get in touch.
Okay.
03000 120 251 is the number, or just look us up. We're all over the internet.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Cat Protection, it'll come up.
Isle of Wight.
Yeah, Isle of Wight, definitely come up. Yeah.
So if, for instance, if I had to be taken into hospital for some reason and my cat needed to be looked after permanently, would it be something you would take and look after?
That's an awkward one. I mean, generally speaking, we will step in if there's a real care or emergency issue.
Yeah.
So if that cat is suddenly out and about, then yes, we would. We'd do something about it. Generally, of course, it would be if you know you're going in, of course, you'd make prior
absolutely,
plans.
But
we would step in if need be.
Yeah.
Yes, of course we would.
Yeah. And what if a person left this earth? What happened to the cat then?
That does happen, and sometimes for no fault of anybody really, because maybe they've been ill for some time, the cat ends out on the street. Now, hopefully the cat is microchipped. If the cat is not microchipped and we find this cat wandering around, then we're going to put posters up, we're going to leaflet around, we're going to put a paper collar on, so when the cat goes home, if someone says, can you get in touch with us, let us know if it's your cat. If you go through all of that and no one claims it, then we're going to take it into care.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, and it depends on the condition of the cat
and
the weather and everything else.
Okay.
So these are the factors.
Yeah.
One of the things we're going to address as Vectis Radio with I call it a commercial. It's going to be a commercial. I haven't recorded it yet. I've got to get the actors in. But it's going to be about... If you move, re-register your cat's chip, because it's all very well having a chip in a cat, and then you scan it, and you say, oh, yeah, this cat lives there, and These people don't live there anymore.
That's right, and it is a legal requirement to re-register as well. But be that as it may, unfortunately, it's far too common, because when we scan chips, we find that sometimes they're not registered with anyone. Mm. Sometimes they're just not registered, or they're registered in the wrong address, and sometimes that's on the mainland as well, we find.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to the people moving, something that doesn't actually pop into your head.
No, and I think that's fair comment, but obviously you need to get that awareness, yeah, and this is what because we've been talking about that, haven't we?
Yeah. We have indeed, so yeah. Actually, we have got a scanner, haven't we?
We've got a scanner,
because it's slightly off topic. Our tortoise has got a chip in it now.
Okay, that's interesting. All right. Does your tortoise go very far?
No, he doesn't, but they are quite good.
He has run off before now.
They are quite good at escaping, a tortoise, if you don't keep them under control. At the moment, he's hibernating, so he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
But, the last time we took him to a vet,
he had his first visit to the vet.
Yeah, in 80
last
years.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah. But interesting.
And he's
80. 80. Oh, a youngster then. Yeah. Young? I don't know. I don't know. They live to be a ripe old age.
He's in our will, just in case.
He's got another 80 years to go, apparently.
So I'll just round that up, because there's a little story here, and it just shows you what can be achieved. And for anybody who'd like to volunteer for that role, it can be very, very rewarding.
Okay. I'm sure it can, yes.
I had a situation where there was a cat who was right down the far end of the island. He wasn't too bad. There was a bit of a story about him, and someone had brought him over. It was all a bit strange. So I scanned him, and it was an address back in Wootton where I live. And I thought, okay. So I went back, went to go to the house, discovered it had been demolished.
Uh-huh.
And there was kind of a ranger wandering around from that area. So I said, do you know this guy? Because we had the name on the chip. And he said, I do. And he said, that house was demolished years ago, but I know his son.
Right.
So we got in touch, we were able to reunite the cat with his father, who had moved away, which is kind of your point, perhaps.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he wasn't. He's now, he's got some health conditions. But that cat had been missing for 3 years, and he was over the moon when he got him back.
So wow.
It was a fantastic...
Oh, wow. That's quite something, isn't it?
It is. It was delightful. And, this is the kind of thing that happens.
Knowing cats, I know that the cat strolled in and went, what?
what's all the problem? Yeah.
Possible, yeah. Yeah. But there's something. So
that's good.
And there it is.
To have that in your hands, to be able to do that, is quite rewarding, as you say. I think
it is. I quite like the detective side to it as well.
Yeah, personally. Especially go back and find the house is not there anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you carry your magnifying glass.
That's right, yes. Yeah. And a deerstalker hat, yeah.
are the chips in cats always in roughly the same place?
No.
Ah, okay.
Generally, as you'll be aware, because you're pretty savvy on it, they're generally in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
But they can migrate.
Yeah.
So sometimes I believe they can go a fair way down their leg, or down their back or somewhere. So usually start on the neck and then work your way around.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Good. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add?
Good question.
Yeah. So my cat Indy is quite off subject. but my cat Indy, she's obviously quite an old cat now, and I had to check on her about a few days ago. Because she tried jumping on my bed and she slipped and fell on the floor. How do I stop her from doing that? Because I just get concerned about her health.
Yeah, a difficult one, that. I mean, I think the only thing you can really do is to try and change the environment, really. Or try and make it so that she can't really jump up onto these things.
Yeah.
Because she's always going to try, because that's innate, isn't it? I mean, they're going to try and do it. So I think that would be probably the best way to do it.
I can't think of getting you some cot sides for your bed so that you don't fall out, the cat can't come in. I can't think of what else you could do with that.
She's got a high sleeper, so it's quite a long way up.
I've had that situation, so I understand it.
Just have a think about how you can stop her doing it. I think it's the best way of doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
A couple of events.
Yeah, sure. Come on. Please do.
So, we have Halloween fun. At Cats Protection.
Right.
So this is for youngsters. 5 to 11 years old is the target age. It's a family event. Includes a tour of the cat centre, so you'll see the cats, and some cat-themed pumpkin carving and plenty more. So That is on the 27th of October. That's a Monday, but I believe that's half term.
Probably, I think it is, yeah. I just got a picture in my head of someone carving a pumpkin in a cat-themed way. That's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Watch this space. We'll publish them.
Probably some posters of publish them. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So that's 10 until noon,
right.
On the 27th, and that's at Marlborough Road, yep. our cat centre. Yeah.
Plenty of parking up there, by the way.
Plenty of parking. There's even more parking now, yes. Got a nice large car park that was extended some while back.
Good.
Also, we have our Halloween quiz coming right. up, which is on the 26th, Sunday the 26th of October. That's at 12 Fitzroy Street in Sandown. They have a fantastic Halloween setup down there. They decorate the place, and it's pretty much the best on the island. It is stunningly good. So if you'd like to come down to that, once again, you know, this funds go to Cats Protection.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good night out. I've done that two or three times now.
Right.
So 8 p.m. 26th of October. All of these will be on our Facebook page. If you look at us on Facebook, excellent. You'll find the details.
If you drop the details in on our page, we will put them on the yep. British Radio page as well.
Yep.
Not a problem at all.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for everything that you all do up there to look after our furry friends.
Yes, and thank you for hosting us as well.
Not because a pleasure.
Everything helps. Yeah, absolutely.
Not a problem at all.
Appreciate it.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.